Hello, everybody. A little technical difficulties. Sorry, a few minutes.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay. We're being recorded, gentlemen, so we got to behave. Today's Shia, we're going to try to finish up the Sugya of Shela Sholem and start the Sugya of Godel Abayas. Those are the two Sugyas which are on the Numar Makomashi, which all those are on the Zoom also have. Let's begin the Gemara one more time and have Chafala from the base, just the Chaz from yesterday. Shlosh Yim Rishonim, also B'Shela Sholem. Mishlosha Vatshiva Meshiv Ena Shoel Mikan Ve'elech Shoel Meshiv Kudarka. Fine. Gemara is a bunch of kashas. The Gemara is a begimel adjai and Meshiv Ena Shoel Mikan Ve'elech Shoel Meshiv Kudarka Uraminu. So the Gemara concludes Hu Shoel B'Shlom Acheri Shachem Shuyim B'Shalom Acherim ain't sholem b'shlomo, shuena shor b'sholem. Between 7 and 30, he can greet them, but they're not supposed to greet him. And it's for 12 months for someone for Ava v'ima. Ad kan sugas ha-gemara. Not a single mention here of anything about Safa Rafa. The words are found, but in a totally different context. You know, if a guy finds a guy who lost his wife, there's nothing here about Safa Rafa. Nowhere in Shas Bavli. In Masechet Amot Kod Chaf Aleph and Beis. Keep that in mind. Not a word. The one question is a question of someone who doesn't know. What does it mean doesn't know? Right? 3 first days. What do you mean first 3 days? If they ask him, what does he respond? So we read the Ramban yesterday. He tells him he's an Avelis. Presumably, they didn't know he was an Avelis. So he tells him he's an Avelis. And what will happen if they know he's an Avelis? And they greet him anyway, on a simple level. That's it. Nothing. Just tell you, I can't answer you. So the Ramban says, it's interesting, through the Gemara gets an impression, he didn't know he was an Avelis at all. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, they did not know he was an Avelis. Mandal yoda the Avelu, lo sholei b'toch l'amadim. He can't respond. Right? He wouldn't have asked. What's the case of the Gemara? He didn't know he was an Avel, or he didn't know the din? That's the question. So the Turin Shulchan Aruch say, if they don't know he's an Avel, then he answers from 3 to 7. Giving an impression, if he knew that he was an Avel, he would not answer at all. Well, the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban says, and I give you the Ramban says, that if they know he's an Avel, then you say, I'm not an Avel, right? Can't answer anything. The kid said, that was the problem. So he gave a suggestion, and this is, you know, let's go back to Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch is critical. Shulchan Aruch can be found again, it's repeating from yesterday, Shin Pei Hei, that's today's simon. Shin Pei Hei. Shin Pei Hei. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Shin Pei Hei Sif Aleph. What happens? It's coming from the Torah, of course. Abel Osa B'Shel Shalom. First 3 days, you don't answer. If Achayim Lo Yodu Shu Ovel, Rashi's Pshat, B'Shalom B'Shlomo, Lo Yoshim Lehem Shalom, cannot respond. Aliyodiyim Shehu Ovel. You tell him that you're, you tell me, the guy tells me, he's an Avel, right? Implying that if they knew it was an Avel, he would not respond at all, right? Against the Ramban, who allows you to respond in such a case. So I read to you from the Imre Baruch, this is repeating from yesterday, but those who don't have an Imre Baruch is no problem because it's in the Mordechai that we saw yesterday. I just want to read it from the original because he's the one who gives an extra Maramachim, which we spoke about yesterday a little bit as well. Shin Pei Hei. 1 second, please. Yalkut Mefarshim, here we go. Shin Pei Hei. Imre Baruch. Revu B'Mordechai Tatzaz. Hainu im ein yodu alem aviluso. Vim yodu lo yoshiv lehem. Af achashiva. Because they did something which was basically wrong. They don't respond at all. Look in Arachayim Simetov Kuf Nundalit Sivchav. That's that last line, which is a zinger. So let's look again once, as we did yesterday. We'll look there again. And there we get, this is the interface, since it's exactly 1 week before Tisha B'Av. Today's Thursday, Beis B'Av. It's appropriate that we once again delve a little bit into Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Just by looking at Siman Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Chaf, where it says, Ein Shelas Sholem L'Chavera B'Tisha B'Av, V'Yotel She'enim Yodim V'Nosim Sholem, Meshivim Lem L'Safa Rav of a Kovid Rosh. Whoa. Where does that come from? Tosefta, right? We saw this Tosefta yesterday. If you look on the Baragola, Tosefta, Yerushalmin, etc., etc. So this is what the Imre Baruch is telling us to look there, right? And that's a remarkable citation by the Imre Baruch. So there, that if there's an Isser Lahashiv Gedarko, nonetheless, you can be Meshiv V'Safa Rafa. Yeah? You get the impression, this is Mutter all the time, and if you look in the Divrei Sofrim, he quotes such an idea from the Marami Wittenberg. Yes, the Marami Wittenberg, the God of Ador, quotes from a Tshuvas Marami Wittenberg. Now, we need to, it's in the Shin Pei Hei in the Emek Dover, which is his footnotes on the bottom, Siv Kotten Chof Gimel. He quotes as follows. On top, he says, let me read it again. Am I looking in the right place? Chof Gimel. The Chuas Marami Wittenberg, Kotzav Shu Meshiv V'Safa Rafa V'Tzarechiyim. That is the correct, it's a bit of a change in the text in the version that somebody put out, but that's what it says in the original Chuas Marami Wittenberg. So that's what he's making. He's making. And he says V'Tzarechiyim. You know why V'Tzarechiyim? It's against the Gemara. No, that's why I started the shiur today. Nowhere in Talmud Bavli Babakotin Chafalvan Bez doesn't say anything about any kind of dispensation to be Meshiv V'Safa Rafa. Where did Marami Brogan get it from? A whole cloth, out of thin air. Where did he get it from? Where did he get it from? The Ramban seems to say not that way. Ramban says, we saw the Ramban before. I'll read it to you again. Ramban is in Torah Sa'adam. Kuf Pei Beis, Chazer. B'Sheila Shalom Ketza. What does it say? It goes through the whole series of dinim. He writes as follows. Watch this. Maskana. He cannot say anything against the Marami Wittenberg. Fine, very good. That's the maskana. Seems to be a machlokas between the Marami Wittenberg and the Ramban. What are they fighting about? Here I want to tell you a chiddush. They're fighting l'shitasa. Machlokas, the Ramban and Rabbi Rutenberg is the Machlokas, the Shittasa. What is the status of Tisha B'Av? What is its status? We already saw yesterday that my Rabbi Rutenberg, quoted by the Rosh Paskin, you don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av, period. Not from morning till night. You don't wear tefillin. And how did we explain it yesterday? He views Tisha B'Av, I mean, he says, you don't have to make an explanation. There's no worse day in the world than Tisha B'Av. It's like the first day of Avelis, Achrisa B'Yomar in spades. Oh. That's the opinion of the Marami Wittenberg. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban disagrees. Here on page Reish Nun Zayin, it's famous, it's called Avelis Yeshana, the whole long discussion in Torah Sodom about Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks and the 9 days. It's found in the Torah Sodom, not our main topic for this summer, but he does discuss it over here, and he says, as follows, and we've mentioned this already again yesterday, that Tisha B'Av is given a status not of the first day, but of the we call it day four, day five, right? Tefillin lo mitzvah bu'ela b'yom rishon b'lvad chayva mitisha B'Av. We have a funny pshara that the Ramah made. Remember we talked about yesterday, mechaber Ramah. The first half of the day we treat like the first day of Avelis. We sit on the floor. We don't do any malacha. We don't put on tefillin. But that's just a chumrah. Mikiradim, it's the status of day four of the Shiva. And therefore, in the afternoon, we treat it that fashion. And therefore, we sit on a chair, we put on tefillin, we can do certain parts of malacha, etc. Who's the exception? Tamid Chachamim, right? That's why it says in the Brisa, in Tainus, we saw yesterday, Chachamim Mamachmir on Sheol HaShalom, and Chachamim Mamachmir on Malacha. That's a Gemara we saw in Tainus. Chachamim Mamachmir, all these things, but not Mikir Adin. This is the opinion of the Ramban. Comes out, according to the Ramban, the Easter of Sheol HaShalom on Tisha B'Av is not Medina. It's Mefurash in the Tosefta. Chaverim. What's Chaverim mean? Tamid Chachamim. We read the Tosefta yesterday. Chaverim, right? Chaverim HaMachmir. But the average individual is not, does not have to be Machmir. That's the Ramban, and that's what he says. And therefore, you can't bring me a riot from a Tosefta and Tisha B'Av Tilchas Avelis. No. Tisha is Muta Medina. No, Machmir, Chaver, Mamas, so you do suffer rough, fine. Avelis is also Medina. No quarter, no answer, ifs, or buts. Absolutely also. He's got to tell him, I can't answer you, because I'm in Avelis, I can't answer you. Fine. But the Maram Lushitoso, Tisha B'Av was like the first day of Avelis. Shelus Shalom is also in Tisha B'Av of Medina. And guess what? The Mordechai, who was a Talmud of the Maram, who quotes a Tosefta, quotes it with one word different. But every word, every letter counts. Let's open the Tosefta, open the Mordechai, Tov Tov Tzadi Hey. You'll see there's one word that he has different when he quotes a Tosefta than we have in our version. Our version we saw yesterday, the word was Chaveirim. That was Chaveirim. Watch what the text of the Mordechai, Tov Tov Tzadi Hey. Here we go. Give a look. Tov Tov Tzadi Hey. Look what it says. Where is it? Gotta find it. And near the Tisha B'Av, watch this. It's our Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Nami Ein La Niach Tfilin. Come on, we don't reach in the oval. This is the Maram, right? The Ein Yom Ma Yosim Imenu. Right? There's nothing worse than this. Yom Kavua L'Doros. Tzitzit's a different story. Da-da-da-da-dum. Okay. Fine. I'll go a little further. Da-da-dum, 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 da-da-dum. So it's like sitting on the floor. Oh. Okay, I can't find it over here. One second, should be here. Here it is. Tanya B'Tosefta. It's in the second paragraph, so I couldn't find it. Ein Shelus Shalom. What's the next word? Not Chaverim. What's the word, no? The Chaveiro B'Tisha B'Av. It's not a Chumra of Chaverim, of Tamid Chachamim. It's every Jew. There's no Shel Shalom Medina. And this is consistent. Right? If it's like the first day of Avelus, the first day of Avelus is nothing. The first 3 days is nothing. It's not only day three, not only day two, it's day one. So of course, it's also the Chaveiro B'Tisha. And Afal Pikein, even though it's also Medina, the Tosefta concludes, Ulehedjus Meshivim B'Safa Rafa. Ooh, wah! The Maram L'Shitaso. The same way as by Tisha B'Av, which is also Medina. You have a heter. One second. You have a heter of Safa Rafa. So too, by Avelus, which is also Medina, you have a heter of Safa Rafa. But according to the Ramban, that the Ramban holds, that Tisha B'Av is not in the Eastern Medina. Therefore, only by Tisha B'Av is a heter of Safa Rafa, but not by Avelus. Yes, Uriel. Oh yeah, that's not good. Let's see, I have it somewhere, it's on my table. Hold on. There it is. We have the Maran's Maseches Smachos. Nun Vav it is. It's going to be not good. Let's take a look. Nun Vav. This little green book here, or its equivalent on the computer, which you can get, is going to be critical for the next sugya. Gadol HaBayis. It's critical for this sugya. It's even more critical for the next sugya. So I'm just letting you know. You can borrow this if you want. It belongs to the Goddess of the Library. Everyone can use it. Nun Vav. Tanya B'Tosefta. Ein Shel Shel B'Chavei Rim. That's not good. B'Tishavav. V'Yodav B'Sof HaRofa. All right, I can't argue with the text they have over here. However, the Mordechai, who is Maram's Talmud, had Chaveiro. You are correct, though. Here it says Chaveirim. Hold on. The footnotes are not helpful. Right, I don't know what to make of it. I assumed, I guess I didn't have it at the time, since the Mordechai had Chaveiro and the Mordechai is the Talmud of the Maram, he also had Chaveiro. That would strengthen what I said. This is against what I said. Unless you can just say, the Chaveirim means Chaveiro. Doesn't mean Talmid HaChacham. Okay, but it would have been better had he said Chaveiro. Doesn't slug it up. But that extra cherry on top of the cake, I'm missing because he hasn't given us a Chaveirim. I thought he would have Chaveiro as his Talmud the Mordechai had. Okay, but the Torah can still be true. But the word Chaveirim can mean different things. It can mean... That's a Yuav, yeah, you put it on the board. Okay. But the Mordechai had either interpreted it, had different gerusa, as the case may be. So again, the Ramban holds, it's only a heter and Tisha B'Av, because Mutar Medina, right? Avot, forget about an Avot. You can't do anything. You just say, I can't answer you. The Ramban said, Maram, it's also Medina, and there was a heter of Sofer Rafa anyway. So he therefore properly transfers it to Avelis. To real evidence. There's only one little problem with this thesis. One little problem with this thesis. Tisha B'Av, somebody asked me this question yesterday. Maybe Tzvi asked me? Somebody asked me, I forgot who. Tisha B'Av, everyone's an Avot. Who asked me that question? Oh, Elias. Everyone's an Avot. So the Gemara says over here, on Daf Aleph and Beis, if everyone's an Avot, you can't even respond to him. So how's it going to help all the shtiklich Torah that we have? It's not going to help because the person who you're responding to is also an Avot. How is Sofer Rava going to help for that? That Pasha should be Medina. So the fact that we're mad to Sofer Rava, even though to respond to an Avil is Medina, so everyone's an Avil, so that should transfer over according to everybody, even according to the Ramban. Right? That's the question. That's an excellent question. Here's my answer. It's the best I can do. Why can't you say to an Avil, Shalom? You can't say, who's Issachalon? There's an Issuri Avela Sachalon Avela. This guy's a bystander. Why is he guilty? The answer is, it's a different kind of an Issa. By giving Shalom to an Avel, he's going to feel Shalom. And he really shouldn't be feeling Shalom. He's not Shari B'Shalom. So that depends upon Hergesh. This is a touchy-feely kind of an iser. Forgive that expression. If it's a touchy-feely kind of an iser, you suffer rough and COVID rosh will overcome that iser. Because you say, Shalom. So he doesn't get a feel-good feeling. He says, it doesn't feel good. So that's why the suffer rough and COVID rosh would help. He's not going to feel shari b'shalom if you give him that kind of a response. Fine. However, we're talking about a case of an Avil being shown to others. He's doing action. The Avil saying something. Not, you understand? You're responding to an Avil, and Tisha B'Av is an Avil, it works. But for the Avil to say something, that's an action. It's not a feeling. It's an act which is not allowed to be done. It's a pu'ula. And that's also according to Ramban within 3 days. There's no head of suffer over because it's not found anywhere in Shas. I found it in Tosefta. That's because Tosefta, Tisha B'Av is not Medina. That's the best answer I have to your question. I think it's a good question. I hope it's a good answer. Now, it's interesting. What's the nature, the lumdus of this heter to be meshi b'sofer rosh? Right? What's the lumdus? Maram says it's mutter. What's the lumdus behind it? So the Aruch HaShulchan talks about it. Not to embarrass the person who spoke to you. You know, the guy, imagine the guy gives you shalom, just no response. It's embarrassing. The guy wants to creep under the floor. So for that reason, they were matan. There's only one problem. If you look in the Divrei Sofer, which is somewhere here, I'm sure. Here it is. In Simon Shin Pei Hei, the Divrei Sofrim quotes Aruch HaShulchan. He's not happy. I'll read it to you. Yeah. One second. Quotes Aruch HaShulchan. Oh. Aruch HaShulchan calls about Tam Shem Vashivu Lehem Kadesh Yavai Shosam. Lo Nehira. So Chazina and Be'ovel shall we tiru mishum zeh? That's the Gemara was not matirit, the Ramban's not matirit, but the Merami was matirit. So the Aruch HaShulchan's beautiful pshat may not work according to the Ramban and the Mechaber, but it certainly works very well according to the Merami Rutenberg. That's why it's matirit, even if it's Medina, not too embarrassing. Okay. So the Bialochic has a new thesis, a very beautiful thesis. I love it. I love it. Why is it mutter to respond? A fascinating thesis. Why? Why? It says like this. Tells you to look up on top of the Divrei Sofer. His thesis in the bottom is like this. Kevin she'avo nasa lo shalom, hu mechuyev lahoshev lo shalom. V'chol hechev she mechuyev ein iser. Shalach Manas. Can't sell Shalach Manas to another. Shalach Shalom is quoted in Siv Gimel. The Ramah writes in Aruch Chaim, it is no one, only an Avil, and only one other person. You're allowed to do it. Why? Because you're Mechuyev. And he quotes other poskim. He quotes another example. Watch this. Aruch Chaim Taknad Chof. Kasher Ed Yotos, Shein Ed Yodim, Yidnosim, Shalom, Mishivim, Lehem, Besuffer, Rav, Kovid, Rosh, and Tishabav. Afa Gabeli to call you Sol Avelim. Oslam Shon Otto Mediotos, your Kasha. Rol Avelim, yes, your Kasha. Afil Hachi, Kavin, Shamu Shalom, Mutla Shalahem. Why? Shamsha Achashak for Amru is Shir Lahashim. I give a different reason according to the Maram. Right? He won't feel so good if you just talk to him in COVID Rosh and suffer off. Vielo Madosim, Shab Darke Shalom, Ul Chil Hashem. The Vadim Ashra, Shafim Yochel Lomalahem, Shosal Hashem, Shalom, Lo Yeb, Zem, and Dark Hashem, and Chil Hashem, I feel like he put the Hashem. Yeah. For the help, the Sol Gimel Yomim, we show him, Lo Yitiru Lomal Shalom, Mishim Dark Hashem, and Chil Hashem. It's Shichel Lo Diyash, and Yochel Hashem, Shalom, to Rapan, Patan, and Ramban, and Mechab, and Paschim. Right, Shabim Malkam, Shosal, it's Shichel Anas, Shain, and Yochel. So Mashi Tiru, the Hashem, the Tadyotos, who came, Shem Dost, the Shalom, Chayavim, the Hashem. Yeah. That's what it says. That's what it says. Fine. Now, and then the question is this true? And is there perhaps a raya that is true? Oh, well, maybe it's not true. Because the Dovah Merivava, Paskins and Aruch Chaim, and the Tovkuf Nun Tesef Dalit, that a Kohen cannot be Nosei Kapayim at Tisha B'Av. Because of Sheol HaShalom, the Yosem LeChashalom, the Bein HaShalom, there is a Chiyuv. Is there a greater Chiyuv than the mitzvah for a Kohen to Duchen every day? So how can it be? How can it be? He gives a whole Shtikl Torah, but how can it be? Calling it a Dog of Mervava, it's simply not true. There's no greater Chiyuv than this. So we can suggest, this is according to the Maram. Isa Medina on Tisha B'Av. And only Safa Rafa Shalol Vayish. As we had said, according to the Maram. And according to the Maram, it's even Asr in Mincha. What's of is Asr Migaradin, is Asr in Mincha too. It's also, you can't put on Shalom the whole day, according to the Maram. So you can't give Shalom the whole day, according to the Maram. You can't do anything according to the Maram. Yeah? But we pass like the Ramban. Tisha was like after 3 days, especially in the afternoon. Especially in the afternoons, we put on tefillin in mincha, and we can nosei kapayim in mincha, and you stand on chairs in mincha. So we can say that the chiddush of the bir halacha, that if you mechuyev, there's no iser. It's true. Against the Dagon Meravav. So, just letting you know, this could be a serious machlokas. Okay, this is my Torah. Yes. Ah, you're saying it's only it's, the Torah says kosom omolehem. That's why we always say kohanim. And only if there's one kohen, it's not the rice. Then the minig is without saying kohanim.
So it's not really a chiyuv. It's not a daily chiyuv.
Okay. I hear. One second. Birchas kohanim. Isn't there an Indian that the kohen has to be a simcha when he does birchas kohanim? That's a good question, though. How can he be a simcha? I don't know. It's an excellent question. Well, look at Shulchan Aruch. I have this, the Mishnah Berurah here. Let me put it. Here it is. Tav Kuf Nun Tesiv Dalet. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I know I'm Tachnun Tisha B'Av. I know if I'm playing. No. Shulchan Aruch says nothing. What's on Minik? You have to look at those, you know, the keenest books we have. I think on Minik, we do say, you know, we don't duch it in chutzars. Don't we say, okay, we can't say on Tishra in the afternoon? Look at your sitter. Who remembers from last year? Gewalt. My recollection is that we do. I think so. Not like the, I mean, for us, it's no big deal. What the Chazan's saying...
Rabbi?
Yeah?
In the art scroll, Kinos,
yeah,
they have Berachas Kohanim by Mincha.
Right. But if you have an Israeli version, I wonder if there's real Berachas Kohanim. Because what we do is not really a violation of anything. We're just saying what the Kohanim is saying. But I think they do. I think they do Duchan against the Dagon Meravav, which would come out right according to us. Right? We should... It could be based on one of many things. Either there's no Yisuf Shel Shalom Medina, which we think is true according to the Ramban, or there's the Chiyuv, the way he says. Either way, okay, fine. Kol Tzorach, no Kol Tzorach. Fine. Rabbo said we have to start the next Sugya, Sagamara. Part 2 of today's Shia is a new Sugya. We close this and start all over again. This is a complicated Sugya. In some ways, this may be the most complicated Sugya of the whole summer. I don't think it's as complicated as our discussion of Avelis and Rishon Beraisa, which took a whole week. But it's more complicated in the text of the sugya. Yes, though?
Yeah, Rabbi, I just checked what it has by Shacharis. By Shacharis, it specifically says the Chazan does not recite the priestly blessing at Shacharis.
Right, that I knew. Okay, because they don't duchen in Eretz Yisrael. And I think the fact that it has it in Minchum is they do duchen in Eretz Yisrael. Kainirili. Okay, that's my understanding. Rabbi said, let's begin the sugya of Gadol Habayis, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. That's how the sugya is known, okay? Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Towards the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, the wide lines. Of Gimmi Yom HaRishonim, that's the whole page about Gimmi Yom HaRishonim versus the next 4 days. Bami Mokam Karov, Mona Imohen. Bami Mokam Rochok, Mona Liatzma. Bikan ve'elich, I feel the bobi malkam karav mona liatzma. Reb Shimon Omer, I feel the bobi am shvim malkam karav mona imon. Full stop. What's this karav? What's this rochak? How do you define it? Says Tosfos. Malkam karav pirusha balachas gedolos. Ahainu yud parsos. What's yud parsos? We're learning in the brachas shirim. That's how long it takes to walk for a day. And when the Rif quotes it, he says, that's a day's walk, and he treat him as if he's there from the beginning. We'll come to that as we go. All right, so far, the word Golovai hasn't even been mentioned yet. Not even mentioned yet. Fine. Omar Mar. Those words are important. Omar Mar. Gimel Yom Rishon and Bami Malkam Karav Moni Mohen. Who said that? The Tanakhama, as opposed to Reb Shimon. Omar Reb Chiyah Barava, Omar Reb Yochanan. For who? Sheyesh Godol Habayis Babayis. Okay. Some stranger is coming from far away. I mean, he's not a stranger, he's a brother. He walks into the Shiva, and he assumes the count of the Gadol Habayis and saves himself a couple of days of Shiva. That's what it is. What does the bottom Rashi say? The bottom Rashi says, Shabo motza Gadol Habayis v'bayis moni moen im avelish habayis. Zeh Shabo hu atzor mimenu. So the gadol is more important. So if the cotton comes to the gadol, he picks up the same count. If the gadol comes to the cotton, no, he takes his own count. What does the cotton do? Presumably he has his own count. So the two counts, that's the pashut and the shas bavli, two counts, right? The gadol counts his count, he starts 3 days later, 2 days later, and the cotton starts 2 days earlier. Shalom Yisrael. So far, so good? I'm just getting push-up shot in the Gemara. Push-up shot. Ibarlahu. Holach gadol abayis v'beis ha-kvaras mahu. Rashi. Acha mitosel l'kovro v'shoa shom gimel yomim. Mahu. Michashvin alei kemah da'avi b'beis ha-hol v'sorach ha-beis holach ito. My nafkamina. If someone else comes, push-up shot in the Gemara. All right? There's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is the gadol abayis. He's the Bechor. Shimon is the cotton abayis. Levi is far away, comes in from the outside. So it says over here, as long as Levi finds Reuven in the house, he picks up the short account. But if Levi is not, if Reuven's not in the house, then they're not. And if Reuven is out of the house and Reuven walks into Shimon and Levi, he also has to count separately. Now you want to know, Reuven went to the cemetery. Levi walks in and finds Shimon. What happens now? Toshma, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Holofil Holoch about Golo Beis HaKvaris, Mona Imohen. What does it mean? It means that Levi will count with Shimon. Mona Imohen, Votanya, Mona Leatzmo. Lokasha, Hadassah Begotlasa, Hadassah Begotlasa. Kyod Amar, Lu Rav the Bnei Tat Salfoni, the Osami Begotlasa, Limnu Badaichu, the Osami Begotlasa, Limnu the Navshayu. Fine. As an aside, Amalu Rava of Nebuchus Atundalo Azlisu Bosa Arsa Michiradrisu Apaichu Mibaba Dabulas Chilumana. You're not going to the cemetery. When you turn your back on the funeral procession, you start counting. That's what happens today in the airport all the time. If you go to the airport and the mace is being taken on a plane to Eretz Israel, and as soon as the plane goes into the cargo section, they close the door, you start the shiva right then and there. This is this Gemara. So far, we think we understand the Gemara on a simple level of Rashi. So we think, Vaita, Rav Shimon Omer Afil Babi Yom Shvi Melkam Kor Bon Imon. Gemara says, "Vehu Shavu Amenachman." Esel. The shiva is still going on before Omdu Amenachman. Ninei Rav Lama Vlo Omdu. Having about to get up, take it. Fine. Once we pass like Halacha of Rav Shimon, we pass in this way 7 days. So the Chora Halacha make a bubble. The Chora, the 3 day should be complete irrelevant. No. The whole 3 days is a very nice, beautiful idea, according to the Chachamim, but we pass like Rav Shimon, B'yom HaShvi, so 3 days should be excised of all the halachic svarim, the pashtus. Any questions so far? We read the Gemara according to the simple pshat of Rashi. Fine. Simple pshat of Rashi. Now you see Tosfos. Tosfos makes life complicated, then there's the Rosh and then the Ramban. All right, that's what we see. If we have time to see it all today, maybe we will, maybe we won't, we'll see. Fine. Halach gadol abayis beis hakvaras mahu chav beis hamanaf on top pirish mimona liatzmo olo the shema kevin shutar ben yonei meis uchsheshamu heim shema gam hu yimnei moen o shema mona liatzmo. Whoa, this is not the pshat we had until now. We were learning the halach gadol abayis beis hakvaras, right? Mahu Rashi learned nafkamina for somebody else. No, Michashvina command the Habib Beisi hold the tzar l'lachames halachito nafkamina for someone else who walks in. That's how we understood it initially, but that's not the way Tosfos understands it. Tosfos understands it differently. Differently, what does he do? What does he do? He was with them, and he went to the cemetery and came back. What's his din? That's how Tosfos learns pshat. Not the way we learned pshat earlier. Again, we learned pshat earlier, but that's a simple pshat in the Rashi. The whole sugya is about someone who's bombing Malcolm Korov. So the Gemara earlier said he needed to go to Babayis Babayis. What if he's not quite Babayis? He took the trip to the cemetery, he's coming right back. Is he considered Babayis nafkamina with the other? If Reuven went to the cemetery and Levi finds Shimon, what's Levi's status? That's how I learned, that's push up pshat in Rashi. Tosfos doesn't seem to learn that way. Again, what's Tosfos say? Mimona liatzmo, who? 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 Who Mona Liatzma? So you would think it's Levi. No, no, Reuven himself. Kevin the Torah bin Yoni Mesach Sheshamu Heim Shama Gamhu Yimdei Mohen. Okay, counts with them. Shema Mon Liatzmo, because why? Because he's going to this, he's not going to start the Avelis till the Kvura. They started. They stayed home behind. They said goodbye. He went, so he's not going to start till later. He's in Oni right now, so maybe he should end later too. That's the Rashal. So Yadana my Havedina Begodol Abayis Shabbam Mokum Korov Imona Imoin. That's not found anywhere in the Gemara. The third case, Hova Iker Yesh Litan Hova Hu Iker. Maybe not. V'Yeshitan Tam Lo Mashu Imona In the Vado Hova Enio Deha Avelus. Referring to a case that just walks in, Nebuchadnezzar finds the bad news. So he should count himself. Or the Hamla Hefech, the whole Mishum HaMeis Holach, Yimne Imohem. It's hard to understand what this Tosfos is saying. Which case? Whole Mishum HaMeis Holach means if he didn't know about it, Yimne Imohem. Where is there a greater chance that the God of the Abayas coming from the outside should sit with them? If he doesn't know about it, if he does know about it. Tosfos is very vague. They have no conclusion. And they have svaras lekan lekan. Okay, Rabbi says. So what changed so far? A new pshat in halacha gadol habayis, talking about the gadol habayis himself, in a case in which he was there by the misa, went to the kfura and came back. What's his din? Then he threw in a third case, not found in shas. The gadol habayis comes to find the others there. And they have svaras lekan lekan. It's better if he didn't know about it, didn't know about it. So far, so good. Now the big tosfos. This is the big one. The also begot losa yomim. She also begot gadol habayis betoch shloshu yomim mona hui mohen. Kashali, the Kamakram Shemin, the Filiyam Zayin Moni Mohen, as we saw later on. Manitol Gimel Acha Gimel, that's a tremendous Kasha. Nirem Mitoch, Halachas Gedolos, the Filiyam Shemin, Havi Chilik, the Toch Gimel, the Acha Gimel, Mokom Rochok. That's what is the difference. Shapir Shadios, the Begot Loss of Yome Moni Mohen, I feel the Bobby Mokom Rochok. Right? Also, the Vasa plus Yomim Mokom Korov, I feel the Tok Zayin Moni Mon. So the Bahag took care of Tosas Kasha, Mokom Rochok versus Mokom Korov. Fine, a Chiddush. That's Pshat number one. Odesh Lefarish, a new Pshat in Gansi. Hachi Berusha, Holach Godel Abayis Rebesa Kvaras, Maho Demibor Leim, also Shabba, Monim Anisharim, that's my Pshat. Vechem Pirish Abeni Yitzchak Zal, that's the Pashat Pshat in Hamshach HaSugya. Fukshesh Godel Abayis Babayis, Osmoni Moin, Habo Etzem, Mimokum Korov, Umitsom Avelim, Shafa Bishavelusim, Chalmi Kodem, Shalom, Umitsom, Yom 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 Adi Racheres for Kavusham, Mao Shemone Moin, also Shabbat, it's a lot of Avelim, Shabbir, Shemespa, Moni Moin, Afapishin, Godalabai Simon Sham, Olo, Tod the Bean and Godalabai, Spabai, Simute Hai Nami Kosi, Afagav the Yada, Habai Avelus, for Shayachba, O Dilma Lo, also the Mute, Alaheka, the Isa Godalabai, Pedukta Huiti, the Yada by Avelus, Klau, Avaholok the Besa Kvaras, came in the Yada by Avelus, Koshav Avelus, to Eker, Butler, Recha Gabayu. Amalei, moni mon, v'tanya moni atzmo lo kasha. Hada also got labayis b'toch klosu yomi besakvaris. Dozu moni mon, gam oreich moni mon. In bo b'toch shlosha, l'rabbanu b'toch shiva, Rabbi Shimon. Hada lo also got labayis b'toch klosu yomi. Lo choshev avelis etu ikar. The limni hada also b'yalma b'hadayu, mi'acha shen got labayis moni mon. Lo miboy l'rabbanu shen got labayis moni mon. Ki lo also b'got klosu. Alafil Rab Shimon, Diyam Afil Biyom Zayin, Moni Moen, Hani Mili Acher, Tlo Havi Yodah Baby Tchilo, Bot Legabayo, Kevin the Gola Bayas Nami Moni Badayo, Haim Tchilo Savelis Vikoro, Yosemi Menu, Shlo Yodah Bitchilo Savelis, Avalachosemi Besakvaris, Shahoya Bitchilo Savelis, Eno Moni Moen, Hered Lo Osa Begot Losa, Yomi, Benem Yesh Gola Bayas, Benem Yen Gola Bayas, Kyoda Omale Rav Levneas Slufuni, Atu Begot Losa, Achozim es akvaras begot losa, lindu ba daichu, tlo asa begot losa, yom nimim ad nafshay, akal nishono zal, beautiful pshat, that's what, akal nishono, that's how we understood it, So 3 days does make a difference. not in the connection of a stranger coming to the Gadol HaBayis. No, connection of someone who was with the mace, went to the cemetery, came back. He has 3 days to get back in order to pick up the count. And what he does is what the guest does. So whatever Reuven does is what Levi does. Shimon's there from the beginning. So far, so good, Rabbi Hussein. All we're discussing so far is whether a person can save time of Avelis. Lose time. More than 7 days. Chas v'chalila. Marach Avelis. Shem Yerachim. Right? So far, only saving time. Am I making a mistake? Please correct me, because it's a very complicated sugya. No mistake so far. Now the Yerushalmi. Now all things break loose. Unbelievable. Zelashona Yerushalmi. So again, the question was, why do we have 3 days over here? So the Baal Lachas Gedola says, even according to Rav Shimon, 3 days is relevant to Mokam Rachok. According to the Pshat of the Dri, 3 days is relevant for those who were there, went to the cemetery and came back, and that impacts on the outsider as well. He learns the Gemara the way I learned the Gemara, the way I think Rashi learned the Gemara. Talking about the outsider, we call him Levi. Not even Shalom. Hareisha bo motza avol besoch beisol b'sheni uvishlishi mashlim imoyen brevi imono liatzmo. Rabbi Shimon Omer feel b'zayin mashlim imoyen. So far so good. Same as the Bavli. Rabbi Shuba Levi Omer like Rabbi Shimon sheish gadol abayis gadol mishpacha b'bayis shen gadol mishpacha imono liatzmo. Fine. So far so good. Lefiyah Yerushalmi Nirli then opposed to Rabbi Shimon elak sheish gadol mishpacha b'bayis avol im ein gadol mishpacha halach kirabonam. The Toch Gimel Yomim Moni Moel Leacha Gimel Mona Liatzma. Wow, we feel us in Shapir. How I feel the Bede Hilchasa. Also, we got plus a limit of Badaichel, we got a bias, but bias. The Kamosha ain't got a bias. Kamosha ain't, what's the next word? Kamosha ain't. Kamo, we got a bias, a bias. The Bisha ain't got a bias, Liatzma. Yeah. In other words, there's a even three days works even according to the Psak Halacha to a certain extent. Let's chazer again one more time. We pass like a Shimon, it's true. If the Gadol is home and Reuven is home, Levi walks in on the seventh day and they're about to get up. He counts 1 minute of Shiva and he's done. There's no Gadol HaBayis, then we pass for 3 days. A split Psak. So all three different reasons why the 3 days comes in even the Halacha. So far, we're still okay. This Rishami we can live with. I meant the next Rishami. Where do I find the next Rishami? In the Rush. Rabbi say, up and up until the Rush, see the next Rishami. Please turn to the Rush. There are two Rushes. Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes. Fine. Let's start with Lamed Tes. Lamed Ches is mostly the same as what the others said. Yerushalmi. As a new Yerushalmi. This is where it all starts, the problems. Hareshimolichin mimokon lemokon kagon elu de kisrin de carbon base biri. Is tonatane elu shakan monim mishiyotza ames? Fele shasham monim shisosa magolo. That's what I would have said. Is tonatane. Elav elav monim mishisasa magola. What? What? This is what we call an angel chumra. Let's say they leave on Sunday and they get there on Monday. Even the avelim who started their avelis on Sunday have to count till next Sunday. 8 days of avelis. That's what it sounds like. Rab Simon b'shem Rabbi Shimon Levi. Hakol holech hakol mishpacha. What does that mean? If the God of the Mishpacha stays behind, everyone counts with him. If the God of the Mishpacha goes along, everyone counts with him. Wow. Wow-wee. So again, there are three different opinions. The first opinion is the most logical. If you're here, you count from here. If you're there, you count from there. Some say everyone has to wait till there. And the pshara is, you follow the God of the Mishpacha. Wherever he is, that's wherever he ends, it's when everyone ends. Says the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Abrashim Rabbi Yossi, Lechumra, Shemegol HaMishpacha Kan, Elev Elimona Mishyotza Ameis, Shemegol HaMishpacha Sham, Elev Elimona Mishyotza Magolo, Ein Shemegol HaMishpacha, That's the Rishalmi. Interesting, fascinating Rishalmi. Seems to be going against our sugya, but if the Rishalmi says so, it said so. What comes out, Rabbi Osai? According to the bottom line, the maskana is, typically, everyone starts for himself, and if the God of the bias exists, and he goes along, no one starts until he starts. Huh? That's what it says. Elu ve'elu monim shisosa magolo, if he goes along, right? If he's here, they all start b'shiotza meis. Even those who went along get an early start. Then what do you mean the chumrah? It's a kula. Why are you saying it's only the chumrah? There's a kula. If the God of the bias stays behind, those guys who went along with the meis that ordinarily would have to first start counting then cannot get an earlier break and count with him. So why only the chumrah? That's an interesting question against the Yerushalayim. There's a kula too. A kula. Kula. The Korban Nisali is the question. Oslamin. Kosher, my chumra, he's who adarab, a kula, he, tafila osin shiotsu, lalava sames, voyu etzel stima sagolo, mikomagom, monin shosha yotsa mes, when a bias, if the god of the bias stays behind. Tirtsu betosus. Taha de kama monin in ena rotsaloma. Shaola laminion avelus. The ena mon elem shiotsa magolo. Ach lichvod, hagodol, shenisha bebias. Af elu shiotsu mit maschilin lis abelimo. Afila shaloba fonov. 8 days. 8 days. 8 days. That's what it says. Amazing. Amazing. That's what it says. Amazing. It's a long Korban Nisanal, but I'm not going to go any further right now. Okay, Rabosai, everyone's with me so far? So far, so good. So far, so good. Fine. Oh. This is it. Now, it's interesting to note, we have to go back to Lamed Ches a little bit, because we skipped it before, and it's one, at least one important thing that we should be looking at. Take a look, please. After he quotes the beginning of the sugya, is as follows. He quotes the Gemara, Pirshu Aga'onim. It's right before the Haggah, in my print anyway, in Lamed Ches. Kama mokom korov asara parsi, sugya dechad yoma. Walk a day. And he's quoting from the Rif. It's Aramaic. Kama di shoma havi moti hocha bechad yoma. He can reach it in one day's walk. Keman di ise behed yodomi. It's as if he's there. As if he's there now already. What's going on? He could have gotten there within one day. So it's as if he's there now. This is the Rosh's, this is the Rif's interpretation. The Ravid is a different interpretation. Because of a Ravid, Haishir, the Farshir of Vosam, Bahachi, Samchila, Kevin, the Shachav, Shikha, Samach, the Erev. For this time, I go to Limcha Sheikha. Ulamacha, Shodel, Shlicha, Modol, Yamata, Shlicha, Hosam, Samach, the Mincha. Ulio, Machwin, Osam, the Gabayu, Nimsa, Masik, Osam, Toshto, Shoyamim, Shadaina, Tokva, Shalevel. Avi, Machik, Tvei, after the Masik, Lu, Toshto, Shoyamim, the Bobby, Mokam, Rocha, Gosam, Mikam, Fila, Bobby, Shlo, Shoyamim, Mona, Liatzvo. So where do you get the idea of one day's walk? He's doing 3 1-day walks. You go there, because it's really two. He dies just before night. So then the first, that's day one. Day two, the shliach goes to catch the other guy. Day three, he takes to come back. So it's 2 days of walking, and that comes out to, he's getting still before the sunset on the third day. Fine. Rab Shimon, boy, she yasing me mokam shiroa la singim to shlosha. Again, fi asoga mamish lo boy adkan. Ah, so the Ravid says you don't have to really come within 3 days. You have the potential to come within 3 days. You need to come in the seventh day. Very beautiful pshat in the Ravid. Fi yesh loma the mashakosa v'chacham. The mishri l'shlicha mati shliach chosam samach lemincha. The simana biyamo says tam l'mashapirish mekam korv sugat chadyoma. Avot sarach liyos doesn't care for the words of the Rosh. Shelo yeda shameis hameis ad bo el echov. Dimno delo biyom sheni v'hischelis abel lo mistabek klal shikatzer avelosu b'shul shabo el echov. Aval b'shelo hiskel klal ubo alechov, and he finds out there. Then mechashvina lekilu hiskel l'savolimohem achidish nifla v'nora in the rush. The whole sugya would not apply in 2020 almost ever. Whoever heard a guy walks in, he finds out in the third day of Shiva that they're in Shiva. It's unheard of today. It's this email, this WhatsApp, it's texting. Nebuch, you find out the bad news instantaneously. According to the Rush, this can't happen. However, the Rush is only the Rush. Who disagrees with the Rush? The Ramban. The Ramban is no slouch, as we well know. Let's look in the Ramban. Rabbi said, look at the Ramban in his discussion of this whole sugya of Bami Mokom. Korof, he has a long piece, the Ramban, about the sugya. Let's see if I can find the right page. And the truth is, the Ramban says what he says, but the question is how do we pass it on the halacha? So we're going to pass it. Open the Shulchan Aruch just for a minute. This is a very complex siman, I told you. This siman of Gadol HaBayis is pretty complicated. Let's take a look. Let me get you the right page for the Ramban first. We'll see the Ramban first, and after we see the Ramban, then we'll be able to see the Shulchan Aruch, even though we only have another 7 minutes. We'll get a head start. Tomorrow we get into I have a chiddush in the sugya, but that won't come till tomorrow. We have to first see the fundamentals. Fundamentals, basics. Okay. Here we go. The Ramban, what page are we on? I'm going to find the right page. Let's look at Shinai and Hesef Ches. Let's look at first in Shinai Hesef Beis. It's even first. Shinai Hesef Beis. Mi shedarkan l'shloach ha-meis ha-medina acheres l'kavro v'einem yodim Masa yikavar mi'eis sheyachsu p'neim yilulvos maschil nimnos shiver shloshim maschil nisabel. Ha'ochim imo, modim mi sheyikavar. V'im gadol ha-mishpacha holich imo, af elu shebekan einem modim ela mi sheyikavar. Woo-hoo. Came from the Yerushalmi, right? Came from the Yerushalmi. Pilei ploy, okay, but off in the Yerushalmi. That's in Sif Beis. Now we turn to Sif Ches. Misha Meisel Korov. V'lo yoda ad shabu l'mokon shemesh ha-meis. Where did that come from? Who said so? We know who said so. Right? This is what we just saw in the Rush. The Rush said so. Right? Harasham, the Vilna Gaon says. O'lamokon kfura. Rabbi Malcolm Korov, Shumalach Esther Pasol, Shefshel Yovel B'Yom Echad, Fibab Shvi, Motzah Menachem, Eitzel Gadol HaBayis, Afshiner Amlam, and Hol Motzah Menachem, Olo Moni Moam, Tashim Shloshim Yom, and the Shiva is over in a minute. Lo Motzah Menachem, Mona Liatzmo, Rabbi Malcolm Rochok, I feel the Baba Yom Sheni, Mona Liatzmo, Shiva Shloshim Yom Shabbat. It's before Shigamara. So far, so good, right? But he does quote the Rush. He does quote the Rush, that he does quote. Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, what's the V'yesh Omrim, Abosai? We'll see soon. V'yesh Omrim, this is what the Rosh says in Simulam and Ches B'Pshuto, and the Ramban, you have to look on page Kufnun Test, that's the page we'll get to in a second. Tafilim bo echod, v'ein agadol b'bayis, rak sheholach l'tzorach ha-meis, im choza toch shlosha yomim, havi ki'ilu hu b'bayis, ha-baba toch shlosha mona imoim, only three. V'yesh lehokon k'svar azu, fine. Test. Again, we pass like the Rush. But let's just look for 3 minutes in the Ramban. There's a different picture completely. Let's try Kufnun Test. That may be the right page. Yeah. Quotes the Gemara on page Kufnun Cheses, quotes the Gemara. Fine. Trying to get the right. Trying to find the one line I'm looking for. It's clear in the Ramban that even in the situation where the Gadol HaBayis knows about it in advance, he's still able to save time. He's still able to save time. Beferish. And as a matter of fact, what's the proof? The proof is the case we spoke about in Tosis at length. The Gadol HaBayis is with everybody. He goes to the cemetery, and then he comes back, right? No, and he counts with them. He knew about it before. Fine. So let's put the Ramban aside. Let me read you one more line in the Rush. We should have read this before, and I goofed it. Right? The Rush quotes this Yerushalmi, but he has a different take on the Yerushalmi. Watch this. Lamites. Hachi Yerushalmi. Look inside. La me'inyan suga d'shmaitim. El ayir be'inyan ascholas avelis. K'darmina b'shmaitim. Amalu rovel l'bnei mechuza. When do you start? Right? When do you start? It's not discussing our situation. What do you mean it's not discussing our situation? It's a different case. We have to see that the Yerushalmi, there are two ways to learn the Yerushalmi. One way is to learn the Yerushalmi that the person was going along with the mace, right? That's what I learned the Bavli too. But the Rush earlier, the end of Simon Lamed Ches, Ibarlu, Holach, Gadol HaBayis, Beis HaKfaros, Lassos, Trochi, Ameis, Lassos, Matseva, Otzorach, Binyan HaKever. What? That's it. We didn't learn this way. We have to finish here in 30 seconds. We didn't learn this way. We learned Pshati went with the Levaya. And the Rush is saying, no, totally different Pshat. No. And Kovin HaSana quotes Yud, Rashi Pirish Shaholach Lavoso. Rabbeinu Nod didn't like Rashi. Tim Kain Masve Koso. Lametes. It's a Yerushalmi. Shem Gadol Mishpacha Eilu Veilu Molo Mishisosu Nagolel. See, Pirish Rabbeinu, a different case. Everybody went to Lavoso. And Nod, all of them stayed behind. And they started the Avelis together. In the middle of the Shiva, the Gadol HaBayis goes to make a Matzeva. It's a whole new Pshat. So we have to stop because we're out of time. Mishim, tomorrow I'll tell you my Chiddush in this Sugya. Which hopefully will stand after your strong criticism. And Mitzvah Shem will go further. But we haven't got the basics so far? Got the basics? Fine. If you have time, that long shach at the end of the siman, that's critical. The long shach. And I have a Meister Rav. I think I told you about it, Rabbi Felder. I think I told you the story a little bit, no? I'll repeat it again, believe it tomorrow. Okay? So tomorrow
the recording has stopped.
Sure. Bye-bye, guys. See you.